Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes. Well, it's competing Cavs versus Guardians vibes right now, and I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, a guy that was just walking by to say hi to us, very nice, by the way, Midwest nice, which is my favorite thing about everybody in town right now is from Milwaukee, Indiana, or Cleveland. Everybody is Midwest nice right now.
Everyone's nice. There's no debate in that. I loved his shirt. He had the white man can't jump shirt on.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. It was what
I hadn't
seen. He
also looked like he couldn't jump, so that kind of fit.
That's par for the course for having one of those shirts, right?
Yeah. Is it like an acknowledgement of I like the movie? Also, I have no vert.
Well, I also think that movie was beloved by people like myself with no vert and also loves trash talking on courts.
I had a vert once.
Yeah?
Like what? Like
how big was your vert?
Definitely 12 to 14 inches of vert.
Yeah, could you jump over a phone book?
I mean, that's insulting that you would ask me that.
I don't know. I mean,
like you're seeing a blob of humanity right now. I was once a much more sleek, athletic blob of humanity. Yeah.
I mean, I've told you before, I run like I am carrying a refrigerator on my back. You wouldn't expect that.
Do you run like Obi Toppin runs up the court?
Obi Toppin makes one move that makes him look like, you know, Dr. J, and all of a sudden people are convinced Obi Toppin's good at basketball again. It's wild to me.
And not just that. They were chanting, Obi Toppin. It's like, guys, we don't do this for scrubs.
Now, you've never settled in on the idea that you hate Obi Toppin, and you've admonished him throughout the entire series, which I understand and get, but he's also a Dayton guy, so that kind of...
So?
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like... Didn't you live in Dayton at one point, or am I making that part up?
No, I did. For 2 years in Kettering. It doesn't mean I have to like scrub-ass basketball players.
But he's like the pride of Dayton at this point.
He's
this close to getting a statue in Dayton.
Here's my take. I don't like when scrubs, meaning like guys who are like 10-point-a-night guys, when they make a good basketball play, act like they invented, like they're James Naismith.
I mean, if he did that play in 1985, shut the league down, though.
Not really, because...
They would have loved
it. You know who he is? He's Harold Miner. Harold Miner had one good dunk in a dunk competition, and because he was bald, everyone was like, baby Jordan, shut it down. And then what they didn't realize is the guy was a scrub.
I think people know who Obi Toppin is at this point.
Do Indiana fans?
I don't know that Obi Toppin knows that at this point.
I saw the guy miss a wide open three, then miss a bunny, and then commit a turnover. And like 5 minutes later, they were like, Obi Toppin. And I was like, all right, Indiana fans, shut it down.
He's fun to root for. I like rooting
for him. In what way?
If he wasn't playing in the series, I think he's fun to root for.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
No. What is rootable about Obi Toppin?
Listen, I'll trash talk Mathurin until the cows come home, okay? Well, there's certain players on that team.
Obi Toppin in
Mathurin. There's a lot of players I just don't like. I like Obi Toppin.
I think they're the same guy.
I like Obi Toppin.
I
liked him in college, admittedly, though, so that's part of that.
This is...
Yeah, I mean, that was it. He was the whole season of college basketball. For one season, it was
just
Obi Toppin.
Wildly disappointing to go ahead and talk about. We'll get a little bit of Celtics talk in on this one. But the Browns in the path forward here. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A welcome in. You know him. You love him. He's Albert Breer of the MMQB. He joins us every Tuesday at 5:20. Hey, Albert, how's it going, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys? I mean, I was going to ask you how you guys are doing because... Well, the Celtics crapping in the bed, and then their best player being out now, I was sort of wondering if this felt like the Cavs blew a golden opportunity that all they'd have to do is beat the Knicks to get in the finals. But
yeah, I'd say it felt like that.
Not yet. We're 7.5-point favorites tonight, Albert. We're still keeping some faith here.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm rooting for you guys the pace as anybody but that Knicks team. That's a very unlikable Knicks team. So, and he was worse as their fan. So go Case, go Cavs, go Pacers.
All right, here's the thing. It's really tough to argue with you on Knicks fans because they're insufferable when they haven't won a championship in 50 years. Can you imagine what happens if they win the championship this year? Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep. Oh.
Yeah, you got me? You got me?
Yeah, we got you now, Albert. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you would think, like, the way I am, like, I'm sky is falling with all my teams, and you would think that if you hadn't won a championship since before I was born, that you would be that way, but apparently not, so.
Albert, we've had a lot of dialogue on how the Browns are approaching the quarterback situation. Some people think it's best if Joe Flacco takes the job week one. Other people, Dan Orlovsky said on the Pat McAfee show today that he thinks it's in that he would give Shador or Dylan Gabriel every opportunity to win the job because they're youth. Where do you stand? How do you see this quarterback thing playing out at least early in camp?
I think like the spring is more important for the Browns than maybe any other team in the league, and I know that sounds a little rash and everything else, but. You know, I just don't think you have enough reps to go around in the summer to have a four-man quarterback competition. The way the rules are now, you only have so much time to work, and you got to spend a good portion of that time building your team for the year, you know, and, you know, you figure out who your quarterback is, and then you're building around that quarterback, and that quarterback has a chance then to build a rapport with his receivers and his linemen and all of that different stuff. And so, you know, you can very easily do that if it's two guys competing for a job. If it's four, it's like kind of difficult to manage, you know? So I think, you know, really, it's sort of because of the situation they're in right now, like coaches almost have to try to find a way to create competition in the spring and get an idea, even though it's not like, you know, full pads and full go and all of that, get an idea of who is actually, you know, the best two quarterbacks or the best three quarterbacks. I just don't know how you do it in the summer while serving the whole team and putting the team in a position to win without, you know, finding a way to thin the herd at the quarterback position. But maybe there is a way. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Berry was on the station earlier in the week, and you know, he basically hinted at the idea that maybe Joe Flacco doesn't have to take as many reps because, yeah, you know, Joe's experience. And he came off the couch for the Browns 2 years ago.
Yeah, but, like, if you're Joe, do you just accept that? I mean, like, this is a new offensive coordinator. Like, he didn't have Tommy Rees around 2 years ago. A lot of the personnel has changed, too. You know, there are new receivers. He hasn't worked with Jerry Jeudy before. I don't believe, right? Like, Jeudy wasn't around yet, was he? So
no, not yet, no.
I understand the logic there, and it makes sense, right? Like, that he would need those reps less than the other people. But if you're Joe and you look at it, you're saying, like, my guarantee on my contract is the same as Kenny Pickett. They can walk away from me just as easy as they can walk away from Pickett. Well, then aren't you thinking to yourself, like, I don't want to give this dude a leg up. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, does that become difficult to manage? Like, I can even remember guys, like, you know, covering Tom Brady, he was maniacal about not giving reps to his backups. You know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't that he was a jerk or anything like that. He was like, I have to prove every day that I'm the best quarterback for the team, you know? And I think that's the way most guys are. And, you know, if you're Joe and you're in that situation, I can't imagine you wouldn't look at it any other way. Like, yeah, I know the offense, but I need the work too.
Albert, the Browns signed two veteran safeties earlier this week. They've signed some veterans in free agency, although not like high-ticket guys. And they've got seven draft picks and 13 undrafted players. So I'm trying to figure out, like, are they trying to win as many games as they can? Are they rolling the dice to see what happens? How would you, because they haven't gone super young yet, but it's not like it's not like they've gotten better. So I'm just trying to figure out how should we talk about what the plan is with this roster?
I think the plan is to create as much competition as you can. And I think
You know, I do wonder, and this is just me talking, if like there were some lessons learned last year when, you know, they let Joe Flacco go because they felt like they needed to really have a united front behind Deshaun Watson. And, you know, I think that idea of like, it's almost like, you know, you're taking the guy's scholarship away, you know, when you create competition for him on the roster, like you're not guaranteed your spot anymore. But sometimes that's what's best for the team. And I look at like where the team was a couple of years ago and then what happened last year. And I do wonder if some of that might be a little intentional based on what happened last year when they did focus a little bit more. And I understand this too, on like creating real cohesion and having to find starters and all of that, you know? So it'll be interesting to see the way that develops across the roster. And, you know, certainly they're doing a linebacker too with JOK out for the year, and they've taken swings. You know what I mean? Like they signed Jerome Baker. They drafted Carson Schlesinger in the top 40. And they were looking around, you know, before the draft at veteran trade options at linebacker too. So it was happening there also. You know, so there have been a lot of different spots where they've tried to add competition, and you know, I think. It at least feels to me like that's been pretty intentional.
You mentioned JOK. Is there any insight you can give us on that situation?
Yeah, it just sucks. You know what I mean? Like, I know between, you know, and however you want to term it, I think they're calling it neck. We're going to notice some concussion concerns, too, which you have to, I guess the teams always have to tread lightly when they're talking about those things. But, you know, I certainly think that, like, the main focus right now is his health, you know, and making sure that that he's gonna be in a position to live a good life, you know, and I don't want to sound like too dark about all of that, but like the reality is, like, anything with your head or neck, like where you're in this sort of situation, that is what the concern is, you know. So I would wish the best for him, and I know the Browns are trying to prioritize that. Good on them for handling it that way.
Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Derek Carr abruptly retires earlier this week. Where do the Saints go from here beyond Tyler Shuck? And could they make a call to the Browns about either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett?
I don't think yet. Like, I think they want to see their young guys first. You know, so I think they're going to give it the spring and give Shuck a chance because, you know, he was in college for 7 years. He's actually older than Spencer Rattler, I believe, and only a few months younger than Jake Haener. So, like, Shuck had the 7 years in college and comes from a pro-style office at Louisville where he's playing for Jeff Brom. You know, and obviously they've had Haener and Rattler in their system. And so, you know, I think what's more interesting about the Saints is what this means for the rest of the roster and how this creates, like, an organic chance to restart some things and reset some things from a cap perspective because they've been building up all this cap debt for years and years and years and years. But I think for right now, the focus is seeing what they have on their roster and seeing if they can put themselves in a position to compete right away with one of the guys they have in house. And if it doesn't look like that, then I would think maybe they would start to look at that stuff maybe at the end of the spring or early in training camp. And I'd have to look back, but I don't think either of the – well, I know neither of those guys have experience having played for Kellen Moore. So, you know, the question would be, does Kellen Moore go with someone like a Pickett or a Flacco, or does he lean back towards, you know, finding somebody who has some experience having played for him?
Yeah, I think that's why we connected Pickett with Kellen Moore because of the time with the Eagles. So we're like, I think there was a lot of people
I'm sorry, I was racking my brain there, and that would 100% make sense. Yeah, so there you have it. Sorry.
yeah, it's fine. Let me ask you about Nick Chubb for a second. I know we ask you a lot about Nick Chubb, but last week, you know, Andrew Berry on the station basically closed the door there. How does the NFL view Nick Chubb in this landscape? Like, is there a market for him? Do they view him as someone that could get 600-800 yards, or are we just thinking way differently about the situation?
I mean, I know how he's seen in Cleveland, so I want to be careful about how I say this, but I mean, I think he's more name than game right now. You know, like, I just think the amount of injuries that he's had to come back from, everything that he's dealt with, you know, even like what he was dealing with coming out, you know what I mean? Like the amount of the accumulation of stuff that he dealt with in college, you know, obviously he was a warrior, and his place in Browns history is secure for a reason. I mean, he averaged 3.3 yards a carry. I mean, you guys saw it. You know what I mean? Like, he's just not the player he was. And so, it feels to me like this is one of those situations where maybe you wait for injury or competition on a roster to create some sort of opportunity somewhere. He could sign next week. He might wind up waiting until, you know, the middle of training camp. We'll see what happens.
So do you think it's more likely that he has a deal in place before camp or that he'll go into camp without a deal?
I would say it's more likely that when the NFL breaks for the summer that he doesn't have a deal yet. Maybe somebody signs him before camp. My guess would be, yeah, maybe that, you know, you get through the spring and the teams get through the spring and then maybe an opportunity springs up for him somewhere. But my guess would be, like, his opportunity, assuming it comes, would be at the beginning of or during training camp.
Albert, we got more rumors on Aaron Rodgers. Some out of Pittsburgh speculating it could be today. I buy into the idea that he wants to wait until after the schedule release just because he doesn't want to get screwed like what happened last year with the Jets. We're on just a million primetime games. Do you buy into any of those theories attached to this? And where do you stand with Rodgers, especially now that you have another spot that would potentially be open?
I didn't agree with the schedule release thing until I really thought about it. And then I remember what all these Jets people said to me last year about how badly they got hosed by the front end of that schedule and the toll it took on the players and the effect it had on the locker room and everything else. And so, like, it seems like
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That would have... It seems like that could have an effect on the schedule, knowing whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to be in the roster or not. And, like, I don't think it's going to affect the idea that the Steelers will be in prime time, and that's going to happen regardless because they're the Steelers. But, you know, just as far as, like, the ridiculousness that went on last year when they had the Jets playing on the West Coast on opening Monday night and then coming back and playing again on the road on Sunday before putting them on Thursday, I think you might actually avoid that if, you know, the schedule makers aren't 100% sure whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the Steelers. So I guess I buy into a little bit of that. I think it has more to do with his personal situation, to be honest with you. And I think the reason why you wouldn't do a deal because of his personal situation, at least the way I see it, is because you may look at it if you're him and say, and if you're the Steelers too, and say, well, if I sign in the beginning of April, and yeah, like that makes everybody feel good, but then when they get to the off-season program, when they get to the start of OTAs, when they get to minicamp, where's Aaron? Where's Aaron? Where's Aaron? That story's going to engulf them. Versus, like, if I just wait, like, yeah, people will still be talking, but there won't be the intense pressure on the team or me to show up anywhere. So I think that's more likely the reason. And I mean, the problem for the Steelers, of course, is that it does leave open the possibility that he could reverse course and decide to do something else, do something other than sign with the Steelers, whether that's sign with another team or not.
Albert Trey Hendrickson showed up at Bengals mini camps in golf attire. This continues to be a contract kerfuffle. Do you think it gets handled shortly, or do you think this is going to be an all-summer issue, ending with him not being in Cincy?
I think it's unpredictable right now. You know, I know Joe Burrow wants that deal done, and, you know, Joe putting pressure on the Bengals management certainly worked in the case of Chase and Higgins. I think that one of the reasons they moved so fast was because of the presence of Joe and the pressure he put on the team to get something done quickly. And those two guys then banded together, so you weren't going to do one without the other. You know, in this case, it's just there's so much water under the bridge. It's hard. And, you know, my question would be now, is there a compromise to be made? Because for the last 2 years, he's wanted a contract adjustment. He's wanted new money. And if you don't get it from the team, like, you're going to become less and less likely over time to give them any sort of hometown discount. So with the market changing for edge rushers the way it has, and the amount of guys now that are making over $30 million a year, I mean, is he going to take less than Danielle Hunter? Is he going to take less than, you know, than Max Crosby? I mean, the guy had 35 sacks the last 2 years. So, and then are the Bengals willing to go into that territory, into the range where they paid Jamar Chase? So, you know, I think all of that makes it complicated. And again, it just starts with the fact that you know, he's been looking for this for a couple of years, and you know, he's put his body on the line without a contract adjustment the last 2 years, which would only motivate him to try to take every penny he can off the table.
Albert, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate you, and have a great week.
Awesome. Good luck tonight, guys.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.